Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
Today we're going to be talking more on the mighty baptism in the Holy Ghost. The baptism in the Holy Ghost is so precious. It is so necessary in this hour. It is not just something that we do one time. It is something that is woven into the fabric of our life. And I want to talk more about it today. When we begin to pray in tongues, we do not understand what we're praying. We have an unknown tongue. We're praying it, but we don't really understand in the natural what we're saying. But I tell you, God does. God has no problem with tongues. Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost to us. We release the prayer tongue out of our mouth. We are in Christ. The Holy Spirit, I want you to get this. Number one, the Holy Spirit creates every single word that comes out of our mouth when we pray in tongues. Every word is by the Holy Spirit, even though our natural mind doesn't understand it. Number two, as we pray in tongues, we are edified in His plan and purpose. You pray out your destiny when you pray in tongues. When you begin to yield to the Holy Ghost, the more we learn to yield to the Holy Spirit, the more we learn to depend on the Holy Spirit and begin to walk in the natural. I mean, in the supernatural. We begin to walk out of the natural into the supernatural. Number three, God's plan for us is unfolded in our spirit man. And the Holy Spirit lives in our spirit man. He is inside of us. The Holy Spirit is armed with all knowledge, with everything before the foundation of the earth. Now listen, get this point. The Holy Spirit prays that plan through us. As we speak in tongues, in a language we've never learned, we don't need to be afraid of this language. We don't need to be afraid of the supernatural. We are supernatural. We were made in the image of God. God is supernatural. We are supernatural. God is spirit. We are spirit. And He prays that plan through us. Number four, we are literally uttering divine secrets and spiritual laws. Let me say that again. When we pray in tongues, we are uttering divine secrets and spiritual laws. Wow, that just makes me, that gives me chill bumps. I'll tell you, you don't go by feeling, but when I said that, that just went all over me. We're uttering divine secrets and spiritual laws. Number five, those things in our lives that don't line up with the Word of God and God's divine plan, as we begin to pray in tongues, they begin to fall away. You can go through much deliverance just by praying in the Holy Ghost, because things begin to fall away that are fleshy, that is baggage to us. As you begin to pray in tongues, this language is loaned to us by the Holy Spirit until we go up to heaven. Then it will cease. We will no longer need the baptism in the Holy Ghost when we go to heaven. But while we are on earth, we need this beautiful, marvelous baptism into the Holy Spirit. I want to say it one more time. When we pray in tongues, we are praying God's plan, God's purpose, God's will for our life. You know, we all have natural plans. We think one way and God thinks another way. I thought I was going to be, me and my family, we were going to be missionaries to Mexico. Well, we applied at a mission board and they said we had too many children. We had four daughters. And they said, no, you're too old and you have too many kids. So our hearts were just crushed because we thought we were going to be missionaries to Mexico. And we started a church back in the 70s. And God brought Mexico to us. It was beautiful. And we pastored for many years. We had a natural plan and a natural idea. But I tell you, that wasn't the plan of God. And after my husband and I were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and we began to pray in the Spirit every day, our prayer life began to be more powerful, more intense, more real, if that is an expression I can use. I tell you, we began to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I remember a missionary from Mexico named Clara Brown. I believe she's with the Lord now. She and I were sitting around the kitchen table, and I said, Clara, let's go down to the church and pray in the Holy Ghost for 8 hours. She looked at me and her eyes got big and she said, well, okay. So I told my husband and she told her husband what we were going to do. We were going to go down to the church, lock ourselves in the church, pray in tongues for 8 hours. And this was early in the morning. And they said, well, okay. When you get through, text us and we'll go have supper somewhere. So Clara and I, we go down to the church and we pray in 8 hours in tongues without stopping. We got bottles of water and we started out praying a little louder than we ended. By the time you pray 8 hours in tongues, let me tell you, your voice is pretty well gone. So as we pressed in 8 hours in tongues, so we went to eat that night and our husband said, okay, what happened? What happened? And I said, I don't know. We prayed 8 hours in tongues. I'm not quite sure what happened. But we just prayed in tongues for 8 hours. You know what that did for me? First of all, it built a prayer stamina in me that I can pray in tongues for long periods of time. For hours on end, I can pray in tongues. I broke a barrier that day in prayer. So that was one of the things that came out of that. And our church was in continual revival for many, many years. And I tell you, our church was a praying church. So as we begin to yield to our heavenly language, the language the Holy Spirit gives us, tongues will help you discover your divine call by revelation. So begin to pray in your personal prayer language every day. When you're praying in tongues, you're praying in the authority of God. The third person of the Godhead creates the prayer, and the other two members see it come to pass. Tongues is heavenly classroom, or another way of putting it, heaven's classroom. Don't push this prayer language aside. There's a lot of the church has pushed the baptism in the Holy Ghost to the side. Praying in tongues is not vital. It's not important. It's not a priority. Bring this beautiful baptism in the Spirit back to the forefront of your life. It is a priceless privilege to pray in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit taps into the mind of Christ and to the infinite wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, just think of it. When we pray in our spirit language, you are praying the wisdom of God, the mind of Christ. We are pursuing God by the Spirit. When we pray in tongues, we're pursuing God. You say, God, how do I do that? Pray in the Holy Ghost. And begin to pray longer and louder each day. There is something about praying long, loud, and intense in the Holy Ghost. It releases an anointing. I am telling you from experience, 50 years of praying in tongues, it will release an anointing, a river that is flowing, not just a trickle. You will begin to know Jesus in ways you've never known him, because you know the Spirit and the Word are one. So as we begin to pray in our language, we begin to know Jesus, who is the Father's heart. I tell you, I hope I've encouraged you to get a new grip on your prayer life, a new baptism into prayer, a fresh baptism into the Holy Ghost. Do you know, by the time you get to Acts chapter 4, the church was already experiencing a shaking in the building, and it says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, these were people that were already baptized in the Spirit. So by the time they got to Acts chapter 4, they needed a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost. There is always more, people. There's always more that God has for us. It says in Acts 4, verse 31. Now, let's go back to verse 30, because this is one of my favorite chapters. And it says, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. What do we need today? We need the place where we're praying shaken. And we need a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost. And we need to speak the word of God with boldness. I tell you, we're going to need boldness in this hour. We're going to need more boldness. And you know, after Peter and John were told not to preach the good news and thrown down in prison, they said, God, grant thy servants more boldness. And that's my prayer. God, grant this servant more boldness. Because I tell you, the waters we're going to swim in 2021 and 22 and 23, if the Lord tarries, I tell you, we're going to need boldness. We are going to need boldness and courage to preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. With COVID, without COVID, it doesn't matter. We're going to preach the good news. Just because it's a challenging time right now, we don't hide in our house. If you're sick, stay home. If you're well, go preach the good news. Come on. We have got to get out of our houses and get into faith. Get into boldness. Lay hands on the sick. Command that sickness to bow in the mighty name of Jesus. I tell you what, I hope this has helped you today, and I call you blessed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com. That's dirministry.com.